Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles is hoping summer meal programs across the state will purchase locally grown fruits and vegetables with the assistance of a new grant program. Quarles recently introduced the Kentucky Grown Fruit and Vegetable Program at the State Fruit and Vegetable Growers Conference in Lexington.
2.8 million meals are being served each summer through USDA-approved summer feeding sites, but we simply do not know if these feeding sites are buying from Kentucky farmers. This small incentive, funded through the Ag Development Board, will reimburse summer feeding sites up to a third of documented fruit and vegetables that come from Kentucky farmers. And so it gives them a little incentive to look towards Kentucky farmers first instead of relying on oftentimes out-of-state large suppliers.
He says the incentive program, known as KVIP, will ensure participating summer feeding programs are looking toward Kentucky first.
We hope to not only connect these summer feeding sites with farmers, but also develop a culture and a marketplace where they can work with each other. Right now, we simply do not know if they're buying from Kentucky farmers, and we think that this small incentive will help encourage them to look towards Kentucky first.
Quarles notes the program will be promoted three ways:
through the Department of Education, the Department of Agriculture, and the Kentucky Association of Food Banks. It's easy for us to help connect directly with the summer feeding programs because they're already identified to the USDA, and we're going to help promote this program in the coming months.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Quarles says KVIP will expand the local food movement.
I think you're going to see a lot of enthusiasm from our growers to be able to connect with the local market. That's something we hear a lot from Kentucky farmers, is that we're really good at growing it. And I get to represent an industry that's blessed with abundance of food, but they do not know sometimes where their food ends up.
He says summer meal program sponsors want to use local foods if they can.
Simply want to help leverage dollars that are already coming into Kentucky at the tune of about $9.1 million. And we want to make sure that our Kentucky farmers are not only aware of this, but we also allow them an opportunity to have, let's say, first dibs at approaching a summer feeding site and to help incentivize them to buy local first.
Grant will be available this year with April 15th, the deadline to apply, with the Kentucky Department of Agriculture. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.